I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With the Republican tax overhaul set to pass in the House of Representatives today and the Senate tomorrow, we begin our coverage today with a broad shift when it comes to taxes paid by individuals and families. Under this plan, loads more people will do the default standard deduction on their tax forms, and many fewer will opt to itemize line-by-line deductions, as they do now. That could have a major impact on one key engine of the U.S. economy, the real estate market, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Doubling the standard deduction could have the biggest impact on housing. According to an analysis by Zillow, only the wealthiest 14% of homeowners would likely itemize and use the mortgage deduction to reduce their income taxes. For most homeowners, it just wouldn't be worth it anymore, says Christopher Mayer at Columbia Business School.
I think this is going to reduce home ownership among younger households.
Another tax change would hit high-priced markets like New York and San Francisco. Mortgage interest paid on home loan debt above $750,000 would no longer be deductible. Right now, the upper cap is $1 million. Guy Sakala is publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance.
This is mostly an issue on the two coasts. In most parts of the country where the average home price is $300,000, it's a non-issue.
Sakala says new limits on deducting state and local taxes would likely make houses in high-tax places more expensive to own and harder to sell. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.